another. With the name of love above all other. And every faith, a heart, a fallen brother can rediscover.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour starts now.
And welcome to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. Good to have you with us once again today, where we're talking about evangelization, discipleship, things going on in the Twin Cities in the Catholic Church, and there's always great things. Today we're going to be talking about the Catechetical Institute a little bit, and if you are a student of the Catechetical Institute, congratulations. If you're looking to grow in your faith and go that next step with Jesus and perhaps even walk into that calling that you have felt for some time, maybe you'd like to be involved in your church at a new level, and you're thinking, what do I do to do that? Well, you're going to want to pay attention to the show today. That means you really want to pay attention to the show today, because we have Kelly Walquist with us. We also have Luke Berth with us, and he's on the advisory board and also a graduate of the Catechetical Institute. So we're going to be talking about that. By the way, Bishop Cousins is going to be joining us today, too, to talk about the Catechetical Institute. He's been teaching from the beginning, really, and one of the favorite teachers. And it's really something to sit down and have Bishop Cousins teach, a very wise man, deep, and very, very practical. By the way, we are live on Periscope right now. If you're listening on Friday, if it's Saturday or Sunday, no. But on Friday, we're on Periscope. If you don't know what that is, it's kind of a live video shot of what we're doing here in the studio. And you can go to the App Store, whether you are an Apple user, an Android user, you can get the Periscope app. It's very easy to sign up for, and you can join us wherever you're at and just get the video version of what we're going to be talking about today. Well, I don't think it's any news to you that this was a big week on Easter Sunday with the passing of Mother Angelica, a great lady when it comes to broadcasting, when it comes to promoting the faith, well, when it comes to anything. She was a great, great lady, and she was my boss for 6 years. At EWTN. And I thought I would start off the show for just a few minutes today, giving a little bit of a reflection on my experience with Mother Angelica. I remember when the news came to me, she passed away at about 5 o'clock on Easter Sunday. And I know her well enough to know that I think she might have planned that. She's just that way. She's a very strong lady. And what a day to go home to be with the Lord, the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. I owe an awful lot to Mother Angelica. I really do. I owe a tremendous amount. And I think all of us, as we look, you know, back at our own spiritual growth, we give thanks to those who have had a big impact on us. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says that that's one way to praise God and to give thanks to God, is to be thankful for those who have had a big impact on your spiritual growth. And she certainly, for me, had a major impact. Others would be my mother-in-law, had a major impact on my life. Bishop Paul Dudley, which many of you are familiar with, also had a big impact on my life. I remember very well the day that I got the call from Mother Angelica. I was teaching at Franciscan University in early 1996, and I got the call to come on her show to tell my story about coming back to the Catholic Church, and I was blown away. I was humbled because for the whole year prior to coming back to the Catholic Church, I was watching EWTN on a regular basis, sitting in an apartment in Dayton, Ohio, as a young pastor. I was watching EWTN and primarily Mother Angelica as I was going through a year of trying to discern, is God calling me back to the Catholic Church? And I remember it very well. It was like a sign from God. At that time also, once I had given up my Protestant pastorship, I was looking at, you know, the future and what I'm going to do. Am I going to continue on in some kind of ministry in the Catholic Church, or am I going to go into a secular job? And I actually had an opportunity at a mutual fund company in Florida to take over a mutual fund, to run a mutual fund with a team, I should say. And I started taping a show on MSNBC in the morning, The Squawk Box. It was all about finances, and we were going out of town for a week, so I set the old VHS, remember those? The tape, I set it to record the show every morning, and after coming back from vacation, I was so excited to sit down and just kind of immerse myself in this financial talk, and lo and behold, what was on the tape? It was all Mother Angelica Live. And I was, at that point, to be honest with you, I was disappointed because I wanted to learn more about finances. And I thought, how did that happen? And I called the cable company because I was confused. And they said, oh, and it was on the day that I left, they changed the stations at that cable company in Dayton, Ohio. And the station that was MSNBC was now EWTN. And I took that as a clear sign from God that he was calling me. And I remember going on her show, and we hit it off, and that was the beginning of a six-year relationship on air, where I did Life on the Rock on Thursdays, and then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I was Mother's co-host if she needed me, and if she wasn't feeling good, I hosted her show. And it blew me away to think that only two and a half years after coming back to the church, I was co-hosting with Mother Angelica. I would say, in short, she was a courageous woman. She was a holy woman. She was a tenacious woman. And the secret to her life in Christ, I believe, was prayer. And if you knew Mother Angelica, you knew that she would rather be with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament than in the limelight anywhere in the world. And that's just the way she was. And I was privileged to get a call from her on January 29th, 1998, because on January 28th, 1998, she was healed. She had been wearing a brace for 40 years due to an accident in Canton, Ohio. And on the 28th, she was healed after her show in her office, that very same office that I had met with her dozens and dozens of times. And at 7 o'clock in the morning on the 29th, she called me and said, honey, would you come down to the parlor? The parlor is where outsiders meet with cloistered nuns, give them gifts and talk. Family comes and visits. And I went down there, and all the sisters were gathered with her, and there she stood. And she twirled around like a high school girl, was so joyful, and I was speechless. I didn't know what to say. And she said to me, she said, honey, can I come on your show tonight and tell the world? And I said, come on. You're asking me for permission? It's your network. You can do anything you want. Of course, I'd love to have you on the show. And so that night, Mother came on Life on the Rock. And I remember opening up the show, and I started off by holding up, it's called a tease in television. I held up her braces, and I said to the audience on live television, I said, one of the cloistered nuns was wearing these braces yesterday. She's not wearing them anymore. We'll be back in a moment. And the phones lit up in record numbers from around the world because I think people knew exactly who I was talking about. It was Mother Angelica. She came on the show and we talked about it. That was January 29th, 1998. And I remember it very well because it was the first time I'd ever danced with a nun on live television. And the last time. She asked me live right there on the air, do you want to dance, honey? And what do you say to Mother when she says, do you want to dance on her own network? Yeah. No, but okay. And I did. And I'll tell you what, it was a life-changing moment in my life. Bittersweet in some ways. I know she has her reward. She's with her eternal spouse now, but I will miss her. I will miss her a lot. And I know that many of you will also. Many of the radio stations, television stations that we get Catholic media on today find their DNA back with Mother Angelica, a tremendous woman of God. And we had the privilege of knowing her and listening to her. Well, today on the show, we're going to be talking about the Catechetical Institute, and no doubt all 1,500 of our graduates and those who are in the school now have been touched by Mother in one way or another. And they've been touched by other great people, some of them saints like St. John Paul II and St. John Vianney and St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. And, you know, you can go on and on, St. Francis. And we name our classes at the Catechetical Institute after the great saints. So we're going to talk about the great opportunities that you have going forward to grow in your faith. And you might be thinking right now, I'm not going to go back to school, and I'm not going to start studying. Listen, once you're done with today's show, you might think to yourself, I can't help but do this. This is so exciting what God has for me. 1,500 people in the Twin Cities have gone through this. Their lives have changed. They're involved in their parishes and their family and their work with the beautiful truth of the Catholic Church. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. We'll be back. We're talking with Kelly Walquist, Luke Berth, and Bishop Andrew Cousins. Rediscover.
Hey everyone, this is Father Rocky, and I'd like to invite you to come down to the Shrine of Christ's Passion in St. John, Indiana. It's not that far away, especially if you plan your travel in advance. It's just south of Gary, Indiana, right off Route 41, and this is the place to be. I've had the fortune of traveling to the Holy Land, and the Shrine of Christ's Passion is the closest you can get to the Passion and Death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a wonderful place to come and pray the Stations of the Cross with the beautiful Church of St. John the Evangelist on the hill, and a very beautiful welcoming center in the gift shop. It's called the Shrine of Christ's Passion. Life-size statues cast in bronze, really works of art. And you can listen to the story and pray the Station of the Cross as you go along. Make an effort to get down there, bring your friends, and tell everybody about it. It's called the Shrine of Christ's Passion, and you can find out more about it by calling them at 1-855-277-SHRINE. 1-855-277-SHRINE.
So here goes nothing, here goes everything. Gotta reach for something, or you fall for anything. Take a breath, take a step, what comes next, God only knows.
And welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. Boy, I hope you're having a good day. It's so exciting to look forward to summer coming up, and I hope you have some big plans and an opportunity to make some memories with your family coming up. You know, speaking of making some memories, I have so many good memories about the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute here in the Twin Cities. It seems like just a few years ago, just yesterday, that we really began the Institute, but as I look back at the Catechetical Institute, it was 2008 that the first class went through the Catechetical Institute. And coming up this fall will be the ninth class in the two-year program of the Catechetical Institute. I remember when it first began, and it really was out of nothing. And it was a marvelous example of teamwork, people coming together and building this institute that has, I think, been a blessing to so many people. When I talk about we did this, you know, or we were involved in it, I was the first director of the Catechetical Institute. I'm director emeritus now. But I'd like to introduce you to Kelly Walquist, who is now the associate director of the Catechetical. Can I give you that title?
Assistant. But that was close.
Assistant of the Catechetical Institute, who was also at the very beginning in helping to form the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, which is out of the St. Paul Seminary. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Always great to be here.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the Catechetical Institute. Give our listeners kind of a little synopsis of what is the Institute. I mean, give them the elevator pitch.
The elevator pitch. The Institute is it's a two-year program that brings you through the Catechism and walks you through it as a story from blessing to blessing. And I think that word catechetical sometimes scares people away because it's a pretty big word and it freaks them out. But it really is about transformation of a heart. It's not about, I'm going to go learn the catechism so I can defend my faith. And I give you credit for that, Jeff, because when we began the Institute, it wasn't about starting an institute that would just transform people with just more knowledge, more knowledge. It was really about transforming lives and changing lives, changing homes, changing parishes. And so what I think people learn with the catechetical institute is when they come there, they get maybe something they didn't expect. You know, they walk away thinking, not are they going to defend their faith, but they're going to share it with joy and charity and with knowledge. So they have this new conviction and this new hope to go out and tell the world what they have learned and to live it is what we're seeing, really, really live their faith.
Mm-hmm. And that we are now going into our ninth class, which is amazing. It's actually absolutely amazing. And that we're going to talk a little bit more about that, about how to get involved in this fall's class. And I think that now is a good time to mention it because I got to tell you, our classes fill up very quickly. And I think every class has basically been sold out.
It has. We have filled up with every class. We've had a waiting list, I think, the last 5 years. That's been really good.
So here's what it is. The Catechetical Institute is a two-year program, as Kelly mentioned, and it's a two-year program that takes you through the entire catechism. And it's made up of four 11-week periods. And those 11-week periods are on Monday nights from 7 to 9. And each night is made up of a small group where you get together with some really neat people to talk about that particular lesson, which you will have prepared for by doing some reading in the catechism, some reflection, and writing a few responses to questions. It's not highly academic, and Bishop Cousins will talk a little bit later on the show about that. But it gives you a chance to immerse yourself in the teachings of the church. You come on Monday night, you have a small group discussion, and then there is a lecture from one of about a dozen really good teachers in the Twin Cities. And then twice every semester, or pillar, because there's four pillars in the Catholic catechism, twice for every pillar, you'll meet on a Saturday morning for really a reflection time. And there's a really good teachers who will walk you through some of the truths of the faith and bring it from the head to the heart, like confession, and with a lot of other great, great topics. At the end of the entire experience, you get a really, really good-looking certificate of completion. And it really means something in this archdiocese to know that you went through the entire catechism. But let me explain something that might be different. And Kelly, go ahead and chime in. We're not talking about just an academic walk through topics at all. It is a journey.
It is a journey. And there's depth and practicality in it, in the way that it's taught. We said at the beginning a little bit that it's taught as this journey from blessing to blessing, breaking down the four pillars of the catechism. So, and the first pillar is the creed. So we see that as our story, and we see it as our story in miniature. So we learn where we fit into that story. And then we get into the second pillar, which sacraments and liturgy. And it's, you know, that's kind of our script. How do we live? How do we live this story? And the third is life in Christ. That is how we live like Christ, what we do. And the fourth is prayer. That's mm-hmm. our communication. And I think what's the beauty in that is it makes it real special to the person going through it. It's not, you're not just looking at something academically, you're entering into it. And you're really absorbing yourself into what you're learning and living it at every moment, you know?
Yep, and it's something that Pope Benedict mentioned when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, he mentioned that the actual organization of the catechism is a teaching tool in itself. And if you are thinking to yourself, you know, the church is so big, there's so many topics to cover, how do you organize this into a narrative that makes sense or that you could tell other people about? And as you mentioned just a moment ago, you've got the creed, which is the basic story. It's the Bible condensed down. You're going to spend a whole semester, if you will, or a whole period, half a year, dealing with that and getting into that story. And then sacraments and liturgies, how you enter that story, and life in Christ is your script. It's what you live in the story, and prayer kind of stitches it all together. So it's not just topics. It is you entering the story and experiencing it so that you can experience it for a lifetime. And it's phenomenal. Tell us a little bit, Kelly, about some of the students' backgrounds that have come here, because I don't want to give people the sense that you have to be an academic to go to a catechetical institute.
Oh no, it runs the gamut. I mean, we've got people who haven't been in school since high school, and that could have been 30, 40 years ago. We've got people who have their degrees. We're seeing a lot of teachers of Catholic schools coming in right now. Diaconate aspirants go through it. We were in there with our seminarians. I mean, we really run the gamut. Mm-hmm. And it's very fascinating to see, like we said, how they live what they're learning, even at the moment, you know, when they're going through the sacraments and learning the sacraments, and perhaps they've been teaching catechism, you know, for years. All of a sudden, it's really absorbing in them, and they'll come back and say, oh, I loved it. When I was teaching at the parish last night, this is what really came out, because I learned this last week from Deacon Mihalik. You know, so it is really, it's encouraging to see that they're putting it into practice at that moment. Mm-hmm. Not like we're just going to get this information, we're going to, you know, jot it down, and then someday we'll live it. Instead, it's like, okay, you can't help but want to live it now. Mm-hmm. So it really runs the gamut of
And there are two concurrent classes going on at any time. And the reason that really started that way was that the first year, back in 2008, we named the class after something that was happening in the church that year. And that year, it was the year of St. Paul. And this is in St. Paul. So we thought, let's think about that. How about the class of St. Paul? So we named that first class after a saint. And the class then begins to take on some of the charism of that saint. They learn about that saint. And in fact, they even get T-shirts every year, and they get sweatshirts and hats and things that reflect the class of St. Paul. And that class went on for 2 years. But at the end of the first year of the class of St. Paul, we had so many people that wanted to take the course that we started up a second course. So there are two campuses. Tell us a little bit about the two.
Okay, we always have one campus at the St. Paul Seminary, the heart of everything. So every other year, a class will begin there. Our class coming up in 2016 will begin at the St. Paul Seminary, which is on the University of St. Thomas campus. And then we have another class that's at a satellite spot. So we have one class going through, you know, beginning and going through modules 1 and 2, as the other one is doing 3 and 4. And then we always start another one the next year.
And one's going to be starting up this fall. And listen, if you have to get out of the car, if you have to go into work, I totally understand. But let me give you the website to check this out in case you do have to go. It's cistudent.com. If you want more information about signing up this fall, it's cistudent.com. And you can learn all about it. But this is growing, isn't it? It's not just in the Twin Cities anymore. It's a little bit, it kind of reminds me of Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The gospel went to Jerusalem, number one, and then to Judea and Samaria, number two, and then the uttermost parts of the world. And we've got a Judea-Samaria school, and we do have an uttermost parts of the world school.
I was hoping to go to Jerusalem, but that would have been a fun class. We do. The past 2 years, we did one distance ed, which was in Faribault, Divine Mercy. And so we had about 33 people go through it there, and they'll be graduating this year with the class of St. Gianna. And what we learned is that it worked. Mm-hmm. It worked. They felt part of the Catechetical Institute. They felt part of St. Gianna, which is what we want. We want them to have that identity. And so we're going to a Judea, or as we like to call it, Des Moines.
That's the uttermost parts.
The uttermost parts, Des Moines.
Faribault is Judea and Samaria. We're Jerusalem here. Okay?
Yeah, and hopefully Hawaii someday. But we are beginning in Des Moines this fall, and they're really focusing on their educators, their teachers, and so we're working with them and working with Bishop Pates, and it's been just exciting.
It's been great. And I'm sure that it's going to grow beyond that. So what does it cost? What does someone do if they're interested in signing up for this fall?
They can go to the website, as you mentioned, cistudent.com, and check on the application tab and pull down an application. It's $300 a module, so that's, you know, $1,200 over 2 years, because it's a 2-year commitment. Fill out the application. There's a personal statement that you need to write. It doesn't have to be an apostolic exhortation. It's just your heart.
Maybe a page, huh?
Yeah, just a page. Not difficult. Just why do you want to go to the Institute? Why do you want to further your knowledge of the faith? And then you get a recommendation letter from your pastor and one from another person that you choose, and mail it all in to the address right on the website. It's pretty easy. And the end date for that is July 1st, but I would highly recommend to get your application in quickly.
Well, I'd like to bring into the conversation a graduate of the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. And also now, he's graduated twice. He graduated from the Institute. Now he's graduated all the way up to advisory board on the Catechetical Institute. And he's been serving since almost the beginning of the Institute. And that's Luke Berth. And many of you know him from being involved in Catholic education in the Twin Cities. And he's teaching now. And Luke, welcome to the Rediscover Hour.
Thank you. Good morning.
I want to get your perspective on it because you are an educator. And what prompted you to join? What class were you?
St. Elizabeth Ann Seton.
Second class. You're in the second class. Was that the third class?
That was the third class.
Third class. John Vianney was the second class. That's right. What prompted you to sign up for the Catechetical Institute?
Well, I remember way back when, I don't even know if you remember, you, the superintendent of schools for the Archdiocese, Dr. Yes. Lori Glenn, and I met way at the beginning stages.
Oh, I remember, Sonny.
And so being part of the advisory board right from the inception and hearing stories about the first two classes, how it moved the students, seeing the dedication of the advisory board, the staff, the teachers, the professors, inspired me to want to get a feel for it from the inside, mm-hmm. the inside view. And, you know, there's been discussion this morning about, you know, what is the Institute? And I would suggest that it's a movement of the Holy Spirit. It's the fruit of the work of some very faith-filled, wonderful people in our archdiocese. And because it's a movement of the Holy Spirit, it's an individualized experience. And it's sort of like if you talk to a priest after Mass and there's a line of people, oh, thanks for Mass, and wow, that homily really moved me. It helped me with this. And the next person comes in and says, thanks for the homily. It really helped me with a totally different thing. But it was the same homily, but it was the Holy Spirit moving within. So, Kelly, when you're talking about so many people being moved and how it affected their lives, I know students who it's affected their lives in totally different ways.
Right.
My way, I was apologetics. I like that, you know, defending the faith and here's what we believe. So I was like you mentioned, I'm going to go in, learn a bunch of stuff, and then I can talk to anybody and say, this is why you need to come home to the church. And instead what I got were the four pillars, which I knew there were four pillars. And the first one, the creed, is about what we believe, but what we believe is a who we believe.
Right.
And you get drawn into the Jesus Christ, and then you move into the second pillar and find out about the sacraments and how we experience Christ. Yep. Then we moved into the moral life, how we respond to that, and then, of course, our prayer life, how we communicate. Mm-hmm. And it was just such a beautiful flow of how you'd expect a relationship to develop and deepen.
How did the catechism change in your life, in your opinion, from prior to entering the Catechetical Institute till the time that you were finished? Did you look at that book, that big green book, differently? Was your relationship with all things Catholic different after you went through it?
Yes, absolutely. I think, simply put, it went from a what book to a how. Because mm-hmm. I used to say, well, if someone wants to talk to me about this Catholic teaching, that's in this book. Here's
you what. Look it up.
But now I think see it more as a how we deepen our relationship with Christ and how we live our faith.
And did you find the curriculum overly difficult, or did it surprise you?
The expertise and the ability for the instructors, the professors to reach the students of such a diverse group, Kelly, as you mentioned, from sisters to seminarians to regular people like me, grandparents like me. Anyway.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, you are a brand new grandparent. You go ahead and brag for a moment.
Well, okay. Just about not quite two weeks ago, first granddaughter was born. Mm. And we're very excited about that.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
If you can't see him, a periscope, you can see him. Go and look. A great big smile right there. He is as proud as ever.
And we've grandfathered her into this Catechetical Institute.
That's
we
right.
Decided.
That's right.
She'll the first one. It'll still be growing strong by the time
it'll be the class
enough.
Of Mother Angelica. Saint there, Mother Angelica.
Yes, she'll be sainted by then for sure. But, you know, there are people who love, they'll say they love Christ. In reality, they love the idea of Christ. And for them, they come into the Catechetical Institute. Jesus is great. He's my Savior. Yay. And that's all true and good. But then they find out the depth and the reason and the how to love them. I think of the old car commercial that used to say, cars, we know them and we love them. And the catechism is that, like, Jesus, you get to know them and love them.
Right, right.
And so often people kind of lean towards one way or the other. That's their strength. And this just dovetails it. And the Holy Spirit fills into your heart that which you most need.
Tell me about your relationship with fellow students. Did you grow in friendship? Do you still have friendships with some of those that you went with? That was, what, six years ago?
Yes. Yes. Not a lot. I know not as much as some classes and some people, but some very close ones. There, especially one of the seminarians, Kyle's his name, and he's getting ready for the transitional diaconate.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, you know what? I don't need this tie anymore." And he gave me one of his ties. And now every time I wear it, I say a little prayer for him. And that small group experience that you're kind of referring to, because that's where the relationships are built and the discussions that we have in a very, very safe, structured environment. Really added to the experience. And then you talk the green shirts that people have. You mentioned that.
Right, right. The Catechetical Institute, the Flynn Green, as we call
there
it.
There we go. Yeah. You see that at different, like at the Rediscover events or the men's conference or different gatherings, and you're just kind of attracted to each other because you know you have that shared experience that you can share and talk about.
Well, I want you both to say, Kelly, give a comment before we go to break, and then after we go to break, we're going to come back with Bishop Andrew Cousins, but I want both of you to stay here because we're going to continue to talk about this. But what were you going to say, Kelly?
Oh, I wanted to know about from Luke, just quickly, you know, we had these preconceived notions of what a catechetical institute is or what the catechism is. Some have that of a small group. And quickly, what did you think when you got to that small group dynamic?
I think it's like going to Mass, in the, not that you receive a sacrament. I shouldn't use that analogy, but it's what you put into it.
Right.
And went and I was very fortunate. My four different small groups, people came willing to share, to talk about the topic that we studied. It was wonderful. I was fortunate to have seminarians in many of my small groups, not all of them, and to see these young men take kind of a leadership position and also be vulnerable when they didn't know an answer. And just it was just wonderful. It was a great experience.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. We're talking with Kelly Walquist. We're talking with Luke Berth about the Catechetical Institute here in the Twin Cities. If you want more information, go to cistudent.com. That's cistudent.com. It has all the information about signing up for this fall's two-year class and what's required in terms of tuition, what you need to do to make application. We do sell out every year, over 150 students every single year. So if you are thinking about it or you know of somebody that might be interested, just go to cistudent.com and download the information or send the link to your friends or family. Make sure you get in early. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Bishop Andrew Cousins, who is one of the outstanding professors, one of the teachers at the Catechetical Institute, and oh, he's also one of our bishops. So we're going to be talking with Bishop Andrew Cousins when we come back.
Because of the gentle winter, golf courses are already in good condition. Deer Run Golf Course has always been in good condition, and this year will be better than ever. Take advantage of these spring days at a beautiful manicured golf course with Deer Run's special rates in March and April. Everyone pays the senior rate. The senior rate applies to every golfer, every day, even weekends, and at every time of the day. Not only has Deer Run won awards for its beautifully manicured golf course, it has consistently won awards for its hospitality. And Deer Run Golf Club lets you make advanced tee time reservations. No nerve-wracking hoping to get last-minute reservations. Make your reservations now for Mother's Day or birthdays or other important days for family golf. Visit DeerRunGolf.com or phone 952-443-2351 to make a tee time. Deer Run, just south of Lake Minnetonka off Highway 5 in beautiful Victoria. I'm Lori Money with Deer Run. I like to invite Relevant Radio listeners to Deer Run this season. People often say it's more fun at the run.
God of my hope, God of my need, God of my pain that no one else will ever see, God of my healing, God of my strength.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. Joining us is Bishop Andrew Cousins. who is here to talk to us a little bit about the Catechetical Institute. He's no stranger to the Institute, has been teaching in it for a number of years, and recognizes the value of the Institute in the overall vision of this archdiocese. We want to welcome you to the Rediscover Hour.
Thanks. It's good to be with you again, Jeff.
Well, you've been involved with the Catechetical Institute for a number of years now, and you've been one of the favorite teachers over there. And we're going to be looking at a new class this fall. And every year we have been selling out at the Catechetical Institute, and the reports we're getting from parishes is really phenomenal as to what the students are doing in the parishes and the effect that it's having on the archdiocese. And wanted to get your perspective today about the Catechetical Institute in terms of its value, overall value in the archdiocese.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. You know, I think the Catechetical Institute has been one of the great blessings in this archdiocese in the last several years. I've been teaching in it really since the very first year and tried to teach every year in it for several reasons. One is I just enjoy the people in it so much. They're some of the greatest people in the archdiocese. These are all people who want to grow in their faith and are looking for ways to do that. And my experience is that they find this a very enriching environment. You know, Pope Francis, in his work on Joy of the Gospel, he talks about different stages in our own conversion. And he says, you know, there's the stage of encounter and the stage of accompaniment and the stage of becoming a missionary disciple. And what I've really seen in the Catechetical Institute is that it helps take people kind of that whole path. It includes opportunities for prayer and growing in their own prayer life, and the people who are part of these sessions grow in their own encounter with the Lord, but they also have that accompaniment stage where they're walking with other people in small groups, but also with the teachers, and they're getting a deeper exploration of the faith itself. And it really then turns out what I would call one of our great goals, which is missionary disciples. People who, after their 2 years in the Catechetical Institute, are on fire with their faith, and they want to share it. This is why, of course, we don't have any trouble filling it up, is they're our best advertisers. Mm-hmm. We don't have to advertise very much, because the people who've been through it tell other people how great the experience is.
You talk about missionary disciples, and one of the first levels of being a missionary, I think, is your own parish and going back and having an impact on your own parish. What would you say to someone listening right now that is saying, you know, I haven't been to school for a while and I'm not sure about it, but I really would like to take the next step and get some more education and be a part of my parish, maybe at a new level?
Yeah, you know, you don't have to be this is not graduate school. You don't have to be ready for graduate school in order to do the Catechetical Institute. You have to be ready to grow in your faith and to want to be committed to that. But that's the beauty of it, is it in 2 years takes you through the whole catechism of the Catholic Church. So in that time, you get exposed to all, the whole faith, and you get to see the whole picture. And that's a rare opportunity to get to see all the different aspects of our faith, from, you know, the study of the creed to morality to prayer to the sacraments and all that is a part of that picture. So to have that time for intense study is wonderful, even though it's not going to be like graduate school, where really any Catholic who's serious about their faith will find this to be a great blessing.
I know in the area of education, you're very interested in that in the archdiocese, and your heart is close to the educators and the teachers, the principals and so forth. What would you say concerning teachers who, they've been to school, they've got their degrees, they're teaching. What's the need for ongoing education in their life?
I think everybody could benefit from this kind of consecrated study of their faith. As I said, it helps give that kind of full picture to the Catholic faith and lets them see the whole thing. And so it'd be a great thing for our teachers who teach in our Catholic grade schools, who certainly they have professional degrees, but they may not have the experience of consistent study of their faith. It'd be great for those people who want to be better religious educators. It's a great environment to be able to grow in my faith and share my faith. So it will benefit really people across the board. And we're really looking at different ways to involve other people from around the Archdiocese in the Catechetical Institute, because it's such a great local resource. as I said, all you have to do is talk to one of the graduates.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the show today about the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, and we look forward to you returning to teach sometime, and I know the students do, and it's a very, very enriching experience, and we just ask you to give us a blessing over the Institute and all of those that are listening, that perhaps God would challenge them to take their next step.
Yeah, I want to encourage people who are out there who are maybe feeling that little tug at their heart to think, you know, I'd like to grow in my faith, but I'm not sure I have the time. Or I'm just too busy, or don't let those excuses stop you. When you commit to your faith, God always gives back so much more. So it may sound like a lot, one Monday night a week for 2 years, you know, during the school year, but you'll find that you get back so much more than you give. And so I really do pray that people who are out there listening might take advantage of that opportunity. And I will give you all a blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit descend upon you who are listening right now. Now and forever.
Amen. Thank you very much. You're listening to the Rediscover Hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We have more to say, more to talk about the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. Rediscover.
Are you ready for mercy? Divine mercy? In the Jubilee Year of Mercy, the Cathedral of St. Paul invites you to our next First Saturday Morning of Recollection, this Saturday, April 2nd, Divine Mercy Saturday, featuring two conferences by Catholic speaker, teacher, and evangelist Gina Bauer. Gina will give two conferences that you may know, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. While her messages will be inspiring for all ages, we're offering a special invitation to teens, youth, and young adults. This merciful mini-retreat starts with Mass at 8 a.m. and continues with Eucharistic adoration, time for silent prayer, opportunity for passing through the holy doors of mercy, and for confession, and it all ends by noon with benediction. For all the details, call 651-228-1766 or go to cathedralstpaul.org. Join us Divine Mercy Saturday, April 2nd with Gina Bauer. Life is too busy and too much in need of God's mercy not to attend the First Saturday Mornings of Recollection at the Cathedral of St. Paul.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Jeff Cavins. We're talking today about the Catechetical Institute, formerly called the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute. We'll get back to that in just a moment, but I do want to remind you that the Catholic Watchman movement is really growing in the Twin Cities. We have 30 parishes now who are really challenging their men to do some of the fundamentals of Catholicism. That's a daily prayer, daily reading of Scripture, a daily conscious walking in the spirit of Saint Paul and Saint Joseph, and on a weekly basis, going to Mass, serving their family and serving their parish, and on a monthly basis, getting together with other men, and like iron sharpening iron, and also going to confession once a month. So we're getting groups of men that are coming together, and we're going to be teaching them some of these basics. So if you want to check it out, go to thecatholicwatchman.com. And Wine is going in the Twin Cities. That's Women in the New Evangelization. You can check them out at catholicvineyard.com. So I want to continue to encourage you to think seriously about the Catechetical Institute. If you just joined us, we've been talking about this marvelous two-year experience where you immerse yourself, not in just theological studies. I mean, a lot of people would say, who wants to do that? But we are looking at theological studies, but in the context of a great journey. And that journey is what God has called you to. That's the journey from blessing to blessing. From the moment that you were born to the very last breath you take here on earth, it is a journey, and the Catechism reflects it with four pillars. It takes all that stuff, you know, that you've been learning all these years, and it puts it in some kind of order. So we have four pillars. We have number one, the Creed, which is the story in miniature. It's taking the Bible, and it's a big fancy word. It's squishing it. It squishes it down so that you can understand that amazing story of salvation history. But it doesn't end there. You've been invited to join God in that amazing story, and we call that the second pillar, sacraments and liturgy. It's how you get in to God's story. And then the third pillar is life in Christ. What's that? That's your personal script. That's what you're going to live the rest of your life. Imagine that. Living the life of Christ. Christ living through you. As Paul said in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And then the fourth pillar is prayer. So we are going to help you immerse your life in those great mysteries. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it sells out every fall. And the new class is opening up, and you can go to the website cistudent.com, cistudent.com, to get all the application information. If you say, well, I'm kind of interested in that, but I don't know, well, pray about it. And pray about it and ask the Lord, Lord, are you calling me to go deeper in my faith for some reason? And if you've got an inkling that he may be doing that, you might want to open. You might want to walk through that open door. And we've had a lot of students who said, I was a little bit nervous. I didn't know if I could do it. They've graduated. They did it. And they've told other people about it. And now they're involved in their parish. They're involved in taking the faith into their home, in their business. I know of one attorney that went through, and he, when he was done, he went back and he rewrote all kinds of procedures in his law firm based on what he learned about the Catholic faith. Joining us once again is Kelly Wahlquist. She's the assistant director, associate director of the Catechetical Institute, and Luke Berth, who is a new grandpappy as of a couple weeks ago. And he is on the advisory board and a graduate of the Catechetical Institute. Every class has a saint's name. He's from the class of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. That was one of, is one of Archbishop Flynn's favorite saints. And we didn't know that when we named that particular class. We're not going to let the name of this fall's class out quite yet, but we have a real good idea. It's going to be a really special name. And I'll just tell you this. Remember a few years ago, Kelly and Luke, that we had St. John Paul II? A lot of people wanted to sign up just to get that T-shirt. I think it's going to be the same this fall. But let's continue to talk in the few minutes that we have, a few minutes left to talk about the Catechetical Institute. How does it kick off in the fall? What's our kickoff?
We start with a beautiful Mass, and I think that the students are overwhelmed when you come there because you really get the sense of being part of something special but bigger in the church. And it's at the St. Paul Seminary, and there are some traditions we have, and Luke's smiling. He probably knows there's a song that's carries the students throughout their 2 years and then on into their lives, which is Lady of Knock. We have a very devotion to Our Lady of
with
Knock.
With Monsignor Callahan with a great big smile.
And how can you not?
You can only see his smile when you hear that name of that song.
I know.
You would think he was the composer.
Yeah, he might have. He's got an in with Lady of Knock. But it's a beautiful celebration that really sets the stage.
But there's something you do in that opening Mass with the teachers that's really remarkable.
Absolutely. They make a profession of faith and take an oath of fidelity in front of the whole class. And it's wonderful.
And
it's
they sign it. They go to the bishop.
Mm-hmm.
They give him that piece of paper that says, for all of the faculty, I will be faithful to the Catholic Church, and I will teach what the Catholic Church is teaching. My opinion is not what I'm teaching. I'm teaching what the Catholic Church teaches. Luke, you were in the third class. What did that do to you when you saw all of those professors take a profession of faith, sign an oath of fidelity, and give it to the bishop?
It gave me such a sense of confidence, because there's so much information out in social media nowadays on what it means to be Catholic, what the Catholic teaches, what they don't teach, and to know going in, you're at the heart of the archdiocese in the seminary, at Mass, and you're seeing this pledge being promised.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a sigh of relief, and you can go into the experience knowing you're going to get truth.
Now, the course is a 2-year course. It's divided into 4 modules, 2 every year. And it starts on what month and ends on what month? Because it isn't all throughout the year.
Right. It goes so quickly. I bet you'd attest to that, huh, Luke? We start in September, the second week in September, and that first module is done the second week in December. And then you've got a big chunk of time off. And we come back that second week in February and are done the second week in May. And then we do it again one more year, and you graduate, and it just goes so quickly.
Oddly, though, you have that chunk of time off, you almost don't enjoy it because you want to get back to class, back with your new small group. You're excited about that, and you have to wait for that winter break.
Yeah, but you're
a
teacher.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get time off. I was teaching.
But we have added some things. We added a J term because of that. Where we've added J terms, we have life skills courses now for those who have graduated and for their spouses.
So Kelly, there's an open house coming up.
Absolutely. So if you want to learn more, and not just on the website, at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton, there's an open house on Tuesday, April 26th from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. for anyone, prospective students, for pastors and their staff, so they can come and learn how to bring this more to their parish, and then for current students and graduates. We always have a handful of current students there, and it's a good testament. And it's nice for people to be able to talk to someone who's been through it.
It's I think, important to know that the Institute is the beginning. It's not an end in itself, because there's so many wonderful opportunities and extra classes and lessons that happen afterwards, especially for graduates, that it just continues.
We've got about a minute or so left. Kelly, what are some of the opportunities for graduates that we've had in the past and ongoing?
Yeah, this May we have Deacon Joe Mahalik teaching Liturgy of the Hours. It's a 2-week course. In the fall, Jeff, you'll be teaching a 4-week course on discipleship. We've got our J-term courses, which are the called and gifted, to learn those gifts of the Holy Spirit and then how you can go and apply what you've learned through using your gifts. And we also have a 4-week course on virtue, also taught by Deacon Joe Mahalik.
Now, some of these courses are for graduates, and some of them are open to the public. What's the distinction?
Well, the life skills are for our graduates and their spouses, and if the students who are going through. And then we've got Learn and Live series that we put on, that we open up to, that are free, that are for the public. And we're going to have a couple of those coming up in the fall.
Is that available at CI Student?
You bet. CIStudent.com.
She's Minnesotan, isn't she? CIStudent.com. That's the website, CIStudent.com. If you want to know more information about the Archbishop Harry J. Flynn Catechetical Institute, you've been thinking about it for a while. People have been telling you about it. This might be your year. Don't let it go by. You know, we only live one life, and you need to grab as much of God and what He has for your life as possible. I can pretty much guarantee you will not regret it. It will really enhance your life. It will make a difference in your life, and I would say in your children's lives and your grandchildren's lives, because what you learn, as Luke said, is what you're going to put into practice. It's not just learning things. It's a relationship with Jesus. Thanks for both of you coming
by. Thank you.
Appreciate it. So, Paul, when are you signing up?
soon.
And yes. Very soon.
Yes. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
But we do have a lot of things happening in the Twin Cities.
A lot of things. Mark your calendars. Bring your family and friends to a concert celebration of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Divine Mercy Sunday. Church of St. Timothy in Blaine will host a Rich in Mercy concert Sunday, April 3rd, 4 p.m. Concert is directed by Therese Jorgensen, features the music of ministers of St. Timothy's Church, the Adult Choir, Women's Group, Living Stones, Teen Ensemble, Cobblestone Children's Choir, Handbell Choir, Instrumentalists. For more information, visit www.churchofsttimothy.com.
The Office of Marriage, Family, and Life is partnering with Cana Family Institute and the Diocese of St. Cloud to invite you to the 2016 Live Family Expo Family Conference at the Church of St. Raphael in Crystal. That's Friday, April 8th from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and Saturday, April 9th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Learn and develop skills to transform your marriage, family, and ministry. For more information, visit www.livefamilyexpo.com. For questions, call Madeline at 763-898-8728 or Sonia at 651-291-4488.
Wake up, sleeping beauty, you've already been kissed. Ladies, join Wine Women in the New Evangelization as we welcome a woman who is on fire with the Holy Spirit, internationally renowned Catholic speaker, teacher, and retreat leader, Dr. Carol Raza, will be speaking at the next Women, Wine, and Wisdom, Thursday, April 14th, at the Royal Cliff Banquet and Conference Center from 7 to 10 p.m. Register at CatholicVineyard.com.
All are welcome to join the Church of St. Mark for Emmaus, a candlelit evening of adoration, confessions, and great music. Come spend some time with our Lord in the Eucharist. Our next Emmaus is Friday, April 15th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For questions, contact Allison at 651-645-5717.
All engaged and newly married couples are invited to join the Couples Half-Day Retreat at St. Mark's in St. Paul, Saturday, April 16th. Theme is A Sacramental Bond. This is an opportunity for young couples to prepare for and strengthen their marriages by putting Christ in the center. Retreat is from 8:45 to 11:45 a.m. Light breakfast will be served. Infants are always welcome. Questions? Contact Allison, 651-645-5717. No cost, no need to RSVP.
The Nativity Grandparents Apostolate of Saints Joachim and Anne invites all grandparents to an event of prayer, enrichment, and fellowship highlighted with a presentation on practical tips for positive influence in the life of children and grandchildren. Hear Father Lenny Andre speak at this event on Monday, April 18th in Steiner Hall at Nativity of Our Lord in St. Paul. The event begins with Holy Mass at 8:15 a.m. For more information, call 651-696-5401.
And what is coming up next week on the Rediscover Hour?
Join us next week as we will be joined by Laura Sobiak, author of Fly a Little Higher, as well as Steve Moore, who is on the committee for the Minnesota Prayer Breakfast. For 55 years, men and women from around Minnesota have gathered together to pray for our great state at this event. And at this year's 56th Prayer Breakfast, Laura Sobiak will be leading a breakout seminar on Where is God When Life Hurts? And I'll be joining her on that talk. That's next on the Rediscover Hour. God bless you. Have a great week.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.